We got to go back to last Saturday and talk about this Alabama-Texas matchup, one where the environment was just incredible. Want to hear what John Parker Wilson thought about that part? And he joins us each and every Friday, thanks to our friends at Crane Works.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, Crane Works, Rental Works, yeah, the big dog's got it.
John Parker Wilson on McElroy and Kublik in the Morning is brought to you by Crane Works. Lift it, buy it, rent it, the big dog's got it. Now, John Parker Wilson.
John Parker, appreciate you being with us, man, and I just want to get first and foremost your thoughts about the setting, the environment, the feel of Alabama at Texas last Saturday at 11 a.m.
I thought it was awesome. Have y'all been out there before?
I have seen it, but not been to a game there. I've been in the stadium, but not during a game.
Yeah, it was.
I have a feeling Greg.
I thought it was fantastic.
But
yeah, and I watched the infamous 2019 LSU game in that building. I wanted to jump off a cliff.
It was awesome. Did that, Greg?
We had it on live. Like the booth is right next to the Texas radio booth. So, and with the TV right between the two is like outside the booth, and the radio guy at Texas was like going nuts when Alabama was losing, who I know, and I'm like going nuts because Bama's losing. It was just, it sucked. And I'm sitting there on the air watching West Virginia and Texas play like the worst game ever. It was awful. It was in such a dark place going home that night.
I tell you what, Greg, we were like, I was like 2 feet, maybe a foot and a half from, I forget who was doing play-by-play for Fox, and I'm pretty animated. It's got to be distracting when somebody like me is sitting that close to y'all, and you're on TV, you got to keep it together. Like, I can do whatever I want, radio, nobody sees what we're doing. You know, Chris is talking, I've got my mic muted. It's got to be pretty distracting for TV when people like me are acting like an idiot.
You don't really notice it that much. Like, I guess from a play guy standpoint, yes, that booth to the left, as he's looking into the booth with y'all, it can get a little distracting. There are some that are more distracting. Like, for instance, you do a game at Ole Miss. It's distracting for a lot of reasons. You know, there's suites on either side. So it's, you know, it's very distracting. You never know what's going to go on. Plus, you know, I mean, there's... good scenery in Ole Miss for the most part. It's extremely distracting. But they also have gigantic TVs that you could see as well. And that game, every time I do a game at Ole Miss, it feels like it's noon, and it always feels like it's up against the Red River Shootout. So it's definitely there's some places that are worse. But, yeah, you're right. It can occasionally get a little distracting.
Yeah, Ole Miss, pretty sitting place. But back to Cole's question, I thought it was awesome. I mean, the atmosphere was fantastic. You know, we got there. It was an early kick. But getting there was tough just because, I mean, at 8 o'clock there were still so many, or there was already, maybe still some, but already so many people out there. You know, the student section was wrapped down the block, down the street, couldn't see the end of it. Then when I got in there, like, you know, 2 hours before the game, completely filled up. And, you know, I think Texas fans going into it were unsure. You know, you got a 21-point spread. It's like, okay, let's enjoy the first half and get out of here. But it turned out to be, you know, a close game, and they got that damn cannon going off every 5 minutes, it seemed like, that scared me, like, really bad at the beginning of the game, but you kind of get used to it. But I think the fans were great. It was definitely hot, but it was a pretty cool road environment. You know, first time I'd ever been there, first time a lot of Alabama fans have ever been there.
It's a cool place. It really is. And I'm glad they brought it, because it is a little bit of a tea-sipping crowd. But I'm hoping that when they enter the SEC, that won't necessarily be the case anymore, especially when big games are in town. When you think about what you saw from Alabama, sloppy, disjointed issues, no denying that. But what would concern you the most as they are trying to get some of those problems addressed?
Have you covered penalties yet this week from Alabama? Look, I think
we talked about it just a little bit, yeah.
There was 15 for 100 yards, in case anybody can't remember. It's been well documented this week. You know, besides the long play from Jace McClellan, I think, you know, for Alabama, defense played pretty well, had some penalties. you know, it seemed like to me that the thing about the penalties were they were always seemed timely. It was a third down that we stopped to get off the field that keeps the drive going. It was a, you know, crackback block on offense where we have a big play that converts on third down that gets called back. So these, you know, penalties that are knocked off for 15 yards are really a lot longer than that for Alabama. So that's a big deal. And I think besides the 81-yard run, like I said, not a lot going running the game. And this offense, you know, Saban talks about it. He talks about being balanced, running and passing and then play actions and movement and everything off of that. Well, we see when the running game's not there that this offense doesn't want to be balanced. It needs to be balanced. It needs the play action. It needs everything that goes off the running game. You know, Saban's been pretty vocal this week and really the whole season on challenging the offensive line to be more physical, to be better on those first and second down runs where we can open up the offense. We're not behind the eight ball. So I think as our running game goes, our offense is going to go. And right now, with Bryce Young, quarterback, as a leading rusher, you know, you don't love to see that. It's only week two, but our running backs and running game has got to get more consistent.
What do you feel about the usage of Jahmyr Gibbs thus far, and how could that potentially change to help make the offense go a little bit more smooth?
You know, Gibbs has been great. He's got, so far, you know, 18 rushes and 10 catches for 80 yards. Had that one touchdown last week where it seemed like him and Bryce had been playing backyard football since they were 5 years old. I don't know quite how Bryce found him in the end zone as he's rolling to the left. He's got a guy in his face and finds him. So I think they'd continue to use Gibbs in a dynamic fashion where with the ability for Jace McClellan to play behind him, hey, let's go out here and do everything we can with Jahmyr Gibbs, knowing that, you know, if he runs a few times in a row and he needs a breather, we've got a guy that we feel extremely confident in bringing in the game that he's going to, you know, pick up the offense. And, you know, we're not going to have to change our game plan or really change our play calls at all based on who's in the game. So I see him continuing to use those two running backs. You know, we've seen Roydell Williams a little bit this year. I think just still so scared from last year in the depth. I think we'll see a lot of running backs this year play consistent football, not just, you know, not just the top two, but probably three or even four guys down the road. But for Gibbs, you know, it's just, I think it's, you know, getting behind the guys and it starts up front. It seems like we're still kind of thinking on the offensive line, right? We're not attacking. We're thinking and then reacting instead of just going and playing fast football.
All right, John Parker, appreciate the time. It was a crazy game last week. Alabama gets ULM tomorrow. Obviously, it'll be a little bit different opponents, but you're always brought to us each and every week by our friends at Craneworks.
And Craneworks offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. Craneworks is the Southeast leader for crane and equipment rental. Give the big dog a call for your next lift, machinery moving, or rigging project. And don't forget the Rental Works division is ready to serve you with all of their qualified operators for all their equipment, including aerial and earth-moving equipment. And check out WasteWorksUSA.com for all your commercial roll-off dumpster needs. Check out the whole lineup at CraneWorks.com.
There you go, John Parker. We'll talk to you next week, man. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. All right, John Parker Wilson joining us there on the Bud Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.